Views expressed by Dr. Joel Wallach and others on the following live paid program represent opinions of the participants only and do not necessarily represent those of the ZBS Radio Network's staff, management, advertisers, or affiliates. If something is said which you find offensive or with which you disagree, the ZBS Radio Network urges you to call the program in order to help us balance comment. This program is meant to present nutritional information only and is in no way meant to replace the advice of your medical doctor.
And now, the superstar of alternative health and purveyor of medical truth, Dr. Joel Wallach.
Hello and welcome. You're listening to the Dead Doctors Don't Lie show, and this is your guest host, Nurse Joanne Conaway. I'm sitting in for Dr. Wallach today. Welcome to the show. If you have a question concerning your health, wellness, and longevity, let me hear from you. The priority line here is 831-685-1080. That's 831-685-1080. Or toll free, 888-379-2552. That's 888-379-2552. Well, I am Joanne Conaway. I am a retired Air Force nurse. I'm still a practicing registered nurse. And I've been a nurse for over 30 years. The thing that makes my nursing background just a little different is I spent several years doing specialized nutritional support. During that time, I took care of people who could no longer eat by mouth. And it was at that time that we learned that we could keep people alive by giving them the nutrition that they needed through the intravenous route. Well, when we started doing this, we learned of the horrible manifestations of mineral and vitamin deficiency diseases. We knew we had to give them sugars, and we knew we had to give them proteins, but it was through trial and error that we learned that they needed to have essential fats. They also needed to have some of the major minerals, which we knew about, but also some of those trace minerals that Dr. Wallach talks so much about. So when I first heard Dr. Wallach's tape, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, several years ago, I immediately got excited because everything that he was saying was absolutely true. I had seen these manifestations in the clinical setting. I knew what these patients exhibited in terms of the symptoms, and they were the same things that Dr. Wallach talked about. So I immediately got on board with Dr. Wallach. I've been working with him ever since, and I'm delighted to be sitting in for him today on the show. Again, those numbers, the priority line here is 831-685-1080. That's 831-685-1080. Or toll free, 888-379-2552. That's 888-379-2552. Well, I want to start out today talking about a situation that has me up in arms. It certainly is another one of those examples of what bureaucracy does to us. I'd like to say for us, but certainly not for us in this case. It's talking about the article that was published today. It came out nationally today. Diabetes drug called heart death risk. Now, it's interesting because what this article is talking about is the blockbuster drug called Avandia. And the fact that what the studies have indicated is that Avandia, which is used for diabetes, actually raises patients' heart disease risk by 30%. Now, this is information that has been known for some 9 months, apparently. 9 months ago, the drug company GlaxoSmithKline actually posted a study along with dozens of others on an obscure company website, and these studies actually talked about this. Now, the reason why this didn't come out, I suppose that's anyone's guess. And it did not come out until it was actually prompted by an article that was written by a physician in the New England Journal of Medicine. Now, the article came out, and interestingly enough, neither the company nor the FDA had taken additional steps to warn the public until Monday, and it was as a result of a fast-tracked study that was released on the Internet by the major medical journal, the New England Journal of Medicine, that actually prompted the agency to issue a safety alert warning of a, quote, potentially significant, unquote, excess risk of heart attack and heart-related deaths. Now, Representative Waxman, Democrat from California, immediately called a June 6th hearing of the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee to examine the FDA's oversight of Avandia. It unleashed, of course, a swarm of questions from doctors and other politicians, And in a floor statement, Senator Chuck Grassley, a Republican from Iowa, has asked the question, quote, do we have another Vioxx on our hands, unquote. Now, this study was prompted, or that prompted the FDA to act, actually linked Avandia to a 43% increase in the risk of heart attack and a 64% increase in the risk of death from all cardiovascular causes. Now, one of the reasons why, to me, this makes such news is because when we're talking about the disease diabetes, we know that one of the potential complications of diabetes is cardiovascular disease. Certainly one of the potential things that we have to be so careful of whenever we're treating a diabetic patient is anything that has to do with their heart, anything that has to do with their vascular system, because there's such a strong link between diabetes and the risk of cardiovascular disease as a result of someone having the diagnosis or the disease. Now, the reasons we give the drugs to lower blood pressure is normally to help to prevent the complications of diabetes. In the medical world, that's the reason why these drugs are supposedly given. We want to help to prevent the complications of diabetes, and, like I said, the most important of which is heart disease. So when we have a drug that is supposed to be preventing heart disease and it actually increases that risk, according to this individual, the Stephen Nissen of the Cleveland Clinic, he was a lead author in this study that was released in the New England Journal of Medicine, he said, when a drug increases that risk, it can have a profound public health consequence. Isn't that interesting? I think that's a rather profound statement on the part of someone doing this study. But taken together, the studies have involved more than 27,000 patients and have demonstrated that there is an increased risk of both heart attack and deaths from heart disease if patients take these drugs. Now, when this went to the FDA, of course, their answer to why it hadn't been looked at yet was that they had not completed the review of the data that was posted last August. We want to do a more robust analysis, says the FDA's Robert Mayer. A more robust analysis. Well, in my opinion, you need to get on the stick and get it going. You're listening to the Dead Doctors Don't Lie show. This is your guest host, Nurse Joanne Conaway, sitting in today for Dr. Wallach. Stay with us. We'll be back in just a moment after these messages.
In order to absorb nutrients and digest protein properly, the body needs to have the right pH level of stomach acid. When the pH level isn't acidic enough, you can't absorb nutrients properly. Allowing the food you eat to ferment, produce gas, cause belching and that bloated feeling. Ultimate Enzymes is perfect for those people who have to watch what they eat. Each bottle contains betaine hydrochloride and ox bile, an enzyme complex formulated to support all aspects of digestion, including maintaining proper pH levels. And at $19 a bottle wholesale, you'll properly digest fats, proteins, and nutrients without eating away your hard-earned dough. Balance your stomach pH levels and get rid of excess gas that causes belching and bloating by giving your body what it needs for proper digestive health. Ultimate Enzymes.
To order Ultimate Enzymes, contact your Youngevity distributor today.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, host of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Chocoholics, come in and listen to this one. We actually have the Chocolate Lover's Dream Diet. If you need to lose 10, 25, 50 pounds or so, and you're a chocoholic, you need to try Chocolate Lover's Dream Diet. Individually wrapped chocolate chews with cocogen. Cocogen is a natural substance you find in cocoa, and it ramps up your metabolism safely so you burn more calories, dampens your appetite. And I mean, this is a fun way to lose weight. You take one of these chocolate chews 15 minutes before a meal, and you won't be hungry, and you're going to burn more calories. What a way to lose weight. The Chocolate Lover's Dream Diet. Wow. Chocolate lovers, listen up. The Chocolate Lover's Dream Diet.
For more information on this product or others you've heard about on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program, call your local Youngevity associate today. And don't forget to ask about home-based business opportunities.
listening to the Dead Doctors Don't Lie show, and this is your guest host, Nurse Joanne Conaway, sitting in today for Dr. Wallach. And we still do have open lines. Let me hear from you. Give me a call here at 831-685-1080. That's 831-685-1080. Okay, Doug, I'd like to go to Pearls of Wisdom if we could, please.
We certainly can. It's always great to be on with you. And I wanted to talk a little bit about another drug that's starting to have some problems, and this is a drug called X-Jade, which is a drug that's used to remove excess kidney or excess iron from certain organs like kidneys when people are getting blood transfusions. And this drug is made by Novartis AG, and apparently it has now been linked to severe kidney failure. Some deaths have been reported, according to the FDA. And they're always quick to point out, though, however, they say all the patients who died had other complications. Well, yeah, they were probably caused by the other drugs they were on. They said these patients also reported various blood deficiencies known as cytopenias, and this also could lead to death. And the FDA, of course, in their backpedaling ways, they're quoted as saying, the relationship of these episodes to treatment with X-Jade is uncertain. Adding that most patients already had disorders often linked to bone marrow failure. They say other complications that can occur from this drug are blood vessel inflammation, hives, and hypersensitivity. Now, the FDA goes on to say that they are ready to include these new concerns on the drug's label. And the company has also, Novartis that is, has also notified doctors that they should monitor at-risk patients.
Well, here we go again.
Yeah, it's the same thing. It's the same thing. I mean, it's rather than actually say, okay, there's been some deaths linked to this, and I always hearken back to the ephedra when we had, I think to date has been about maybe 150 people over the course of all time been linked to death through taking some product that had ephedra in it. And, of course, we had the high-profile case of the, I believe it was a Baltimore Orioles pitcher that was trying, you know, came into camp out of shape and didn't take care of himself off, you know, off-season, and so was trying to get back into playing weight using a some sort of a product that had ephedra in it, and also was wearing like a 100-degree day, was wearing one of those rubber jumpsuit, you know, workout suits to try and lose weight, and then has a cardio problem, and then they quickly yank everything that had ephedra in it off of the market. And it's interesting that you see all these other drugs out there that have been linked to deaths, but the only thing that they're going to do, at least short term until the lawsuits get to be too big, is add something to the black label, which your patient never sees, by the way.
That's right. That's right. And that's so true. And especially, you know, you talk about the incidents with ephedra and how that was taken off the market. And it's fascinating when you put all these pieces together and some of the things that we've talked about in the past on the show, you know, these drugs or these things that are all natural that get ripped off the market or taken off the market almost immediately, if there's any concern whatsoever, are oftentimes when you look at the studies and you look at the facts surrounding why the drug was actually or why the all-natural supplement was actually pulled, what you find is that these people were using these supplements inappropriately. Now, there's not a whole lot we can do to those people out there who are going to insist on using them inappropriately, as was the case with that baseball player. He was using it inappropriately. But when you think about that, and then you think about what we talked about last week or the week before in terms of doctors writing prescriptions illegibly and people taking more than normal amounts of certain medications and certain drugs, and those more than normal amounts being taken or those drugs being taken that interact with other drugs that they might be on, and the number of deaths that occur as a result of that, those drugs, as you say, are continued to be sold. And, oh, so somebody made a mistake here or there. And now what we'll do is we'll just put one of those black box warnings on this particular drug and just kind of caution these physicians to pay a little bit more attention when you know that's not going to happen. And it just seems to me that more people out there have got to wake up and take notice and actually figure out what's going on. You know, the Food and Drug Administration is out there, and people, so many people are still under the impression that they're out there to help us, to protect us, to keep us safe, and yet we have situations occur like this all the time, and their only answer is, Well, we hadn't completed the review of the data posted last August. Give me a break. If a drug is out there killing people, we need to be reviewing it a little bit more sooner or a little bit more quickly than 9 months later, and only then because of an article published in the New England Journal of Medicine. It just doesn't make sense. People need to sit up and be heard. They need to let their voices be heard, and we need to stop this stuff. This is getting to the point of ridiculous. You're listening to the Dead Doctors Don't Lie show with your guest host, Nurse Joanne Conaway, sitting in today for Dr. Wallach. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
And if you want to talk to Nurse Joanne today, give us a call on the priority line. We do have lines open. That number is 831-685-1080. In order to absorb nutrients and digest protein properly, the body needs to have the right pH level of stomach acid. When the pH level isn't acidic enough, you can't absorb nutrients properly. Allowing the food you eat to ferment, produce gas, cause belching and that bloated feeling. Ultimate Enzymes is perfect for those people who have to watch what they eat. Each bottle contains betaine hydrochloride and ox bile, an enzyme complex formulated to support all aspects of digestion, including maintaining proper pH levels. And at $19 a bottle wholesale, you'll properly digest fats, proteins, and nutrients without eating away your hard-earned dough. Balance your stomach pH levels and get rid of excess gas that causes belching and bloating by giving your body what it needs for proper digestive health. Ultimate Enzymes.
To order Ultimate Enzymes, contact your Youngevity distributor today.
Hi, Judy DeVilbiss here. I want to talk to you again about Youngevity products. I know I talk about it all the time, and, you know, I know you're probably tired of hearing it, and I'm sorry. But I'm not sorry to keep reminding you of things you need to do in your life every single day. One of those things would be to take the essential fatty acids. Our body does not make essential fatty acids, and they are very essential to our health. So you must take them. You must supplement with them. Youngevity has a product called EFA Plus. That's EFA Plus. It's the product that I take every single day, and I like the EFA Plus because it has the salmon oil in it. And you know, today is a day of bad trans fats and good fats. This is a good fat. And the minimum that you should take every single day would be 9 grams, which would be 9 capsules, 3 after every single meal.
For more information on this product, call your local Youngevity associate today.
If you're interested in Youngevity products, listen up.
You've listened to Dr. Wallach help many people on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie talk radio program. You've also heard dozens of testimonials from people who are so pleased that they have actually recorded commercials. If you are convinced that Doc is onto something and want to try these premium quality products for yourself, we can connect you with that distributor if you simply call our special helpline voicemail at 831-429-2244. That's 831-429-2244. Right now, and leave your name and phone number. We'll see to it that the right person calls you back shortly. Remember the phone number, 831-429-2244. Call now and start to feel better. 831-429-2244. Call our special helpline voicemail. That's 831-429-2244.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Dead Doctors Don't Lie show with your guest host, Nurse Joanne Conaway, sitting in for Dr. Wallach today. And we still do have open lines if you'd like to give me a call here today on the priority line. That number is 831-685-1080. That's 831-685-1080. Okay, Doug, I'd like to go back to some of the things we've been talking about, if we could, for just a minute.
Sounds good to me. Hey, I was going to ask you, did you happen to see the article that came out, I believe it was a week or so ago, about where there's now a new study out that says, you know, vitamins might be linked to prostate cancer?
Oh, yeah, and, you know, that's another.
I found it interesting that everywhere, at least the article that I read, they referred to the vitamins as the pills. And I had a story several years ago where it was actually a nationwide problem nowadays with these sewage treatment plants, that they used to clean out their filters every so often, and they're having to clean their filters out about 2 to 3 times more often than they used to in years past because they're getting clogged up with these pills because people don't digest them. And it just goes to show that that, in my opinion, I mean, I'm not really have a lot of medical training, but I would have to say that pills that you're not digesting that are just sort of going through your system like little rocks, that might have an effect on your prostate.
Well, yeah, absolutely. And, you know, it's interesting, when I first reviewed that article, you're absolutely right. It talks about the pills or the multiple vitamin or multivitamin. It never said anything about minerals. And one of my arguments is, of course, what we know to be true is that if we're going to be able to absorb and utilize a vitamin properly, we have to have adequate amounts of trace minerals to work as cofactors so that those vitamins are absorbed. The other thing is, if they're using multivitamins, chances are those multivitamins that come in those pills are synthetic vitamins. And what we know to be true is if people are using synthetic vitamins and the body cannot break them down adequately, then you're going to be at risk for a lot of problems. And certainly in the case of these people, one of the other things that was mentioned in the article was that it didn't seem to have a true effect on these people until after the tumors had developed.
Yeah, they're starting to believe that maybe the vitamin caused the tumor to grow.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, in my opinion, what we're looking at is we're looking at, first of all, a synthetic vitamin. We're looking at the body's inability to recognize it and use it in the same way it does a whole food vitamin. We're also looking at the situation being one in which the body is going to have to pull more of its stores of minerals and trace minerals to use that synthetic vitamin because those things are necessary as cofactors to make the vitamin work. And without taking a multiple mineral in conjunction with the multivite, the body's going to suffer in a lot of different ways. So I was not the least bit surprised to see this article. But, of course, the first impression that people get is, oh, if I'm taking vitamins, I may get prostate cancer.
They're probably going to get prostate cancer anyways at the rates that they are at these days. But, yeah, I think that's a good point to make about the mineral cofactors because, you know, as Dr. Wallach has discussed for years, you know, there's 90 different essential nutrients that you need for good health. And that's probably one of the bigger problems even with people that do supplement is the fact that they want to do the, what do I need to take for this? And instead of taking a major program like the Pig Pack, then you end up with just trying to mix and match, which you're going to end up in trouble.
That's absolutely true. You need the full complement of the 90 essentials. And if you don't have it, your body's going to try to find a way to get those mineral cofactors. And the body's going to start pulling those mineral cofactors from the tissues to help to break down and utilize those vitamins. And in the case of the vitamins that are not a whole food vitamin, that complicates the issue because there are no cofactors in conjunction with a whole food vitamin to make it readily absorbable. So we create problems for ourselves by doing those things. You're listening to the Dead Doctors Don't Lie show with your guest host, Nurse Joanne Conaway, sitting in for Dr. Wallach. We're going to talk about these and other things and go to callers when we return. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
And we do have lines open. Call us on the priority line at 831-685-1080.
If you're interested in longevity products, listen up.
You've listened to Dr. Wallach help many people on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie talk radio program. You've also heard dozens of testimonials from people who are so pleased that they have actually recorded commercials. If you are convinced that Doc is onto something and want to try these premium quality products for yourself, we can connect you with that distributor if you simply call our special helpline voicemail at 831-429-2244. That's 831-429-2244 right now and leave your name and phone number. We'll see to it that the right person calls you back shortly. Remember the phone number, 831-429-2244. Call now and start to feel better. 831-429-2244. 44. Call our special helpline voicemail. That's 831-429-2244.
Today's environment is inundated with increased pollution from chemicals and toxic emissions. Add to the list the breakdown of the ozone layer, and our bodies find it very difficult to stay healthy. Because of this, it's more important than ever to provide our bodies with all the nutrients needed to fight off the effects of a damaged environment. Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest is a step in the right direction. Each bottle of Herbal Rainforest is filled with Majestic Earth plant-derived colloidal minerals along with an assortment of 16 popular herbs like echinacea, alfalfa, dandelion root, and ginkgo biloba. And at $25 a bottle wholesale, you can get a pleasant-tasting, highly absorbable liquid supplement that tastes so good you'll be drinking the fruit-flavored Herbal Rainforest right out of the bottle.
Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest is available by calling your Youngevity distributor today.
Balance your everyday nutritional requirements by giving your body what it needs to keep healthy in a polluted world. Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest
from Youngevity.
Calcium. You hear about it every day. It's a mineral the body absorbs to maintain strong and healthy bones. Unfortunately, too many people believe that you can get all the calcium you need by taking pills comprised mainly of ground-up oyster shells.
Youngevity steps up.
With their fantastic line of Majestic Earth plant-derived colloidal mineral products like OsteoFX. Each ounce of the great-tasting, highly absorbable OsteoFX contains more than 100% of the recommended daily value of calcium. Plus, with the vitamin and mineral cofactors suspended in the liquid, you'll be giving your body everything it needs to absorb and store one of the most important minerals for bone and joint health, calcium. And at $36.50 a bottle wholesale, you'll keep your bones strong without breaking your bank account. Give your body what it needs to maintain proper bone density.
Calcium with OsteoFX from Youngevity. To order, call your Youngevity distributor.
And don't forget to ask how you can become a wholesale buyer for free.
This is the ZBS Radio Network. Network.
You're listening to the Dead Doctors Don't Lie show, and this is your guest host, Nurse Joanne Conaway, sitting in today for Dr. Wallach. And I'd like to go to callers now, if we could, Doug, please.
Well, let's head to Washington, D.C., and Pam, you're on with Nurse Joanne Conaway.
Hi, Pam. How may I help you today?
Hi, Pam. How are you? It's Pam Marlin.
How are you?
Lymphedema.
Okay.
Do you have any suggestions for someone with lymphedema?
Okay. Do we happen to know why this person has lymphedema? Is this male or female?
It's a female.
Okay.
And primarily in her legs, some arm swelling.
Okay. Do we
but
have
no, I don't know why.
Okay, we don't know why. Okay, lymphedema is caused by a variety of things. Oftentimes it's caused as a result of injury. Sometimes it's caused because of chemotherapy in the case of cancer, for example. And what we know about the lymphatic system is that it's often referred to as the body's second circulatory system. It collects and filters interstitial fluid in the body, and if it's not able to do it the way it should, then what we have is a collection of that fluid, and that collection of that fluid can cause enormous amounts of tissue that becomes expanded and full of the fluid and can certainly cause an awful lot of pain. Oftentimes we see it in the lower extremities. Now, did you say this was in the lower extremities?
Yes, some in her arm, though, and I don't believe there was any cancer related.
Okay. Oftentimes we see it in the lower extremities, and there are several things that we know that can be done, certainly from the medical perspective, but from the nutritional perspective, certainly the first thing that I would want to do is make sure that this person is taking the 90 essential nutrients. Now, that being said, I know you're familiar with the products. I would want to see her either on the pig pack, or I would want to see her taking one of the multiple vitamin mineral complexes like the Tangy Tangerine or the Ultra Body Toddy with Cell Shield, certainly one of those. But the 90 essential nutrients would be critically important in this case. The other thing is to make sure that she's getting the benefit of the nutrition and make sure that for whatever reason, one way or the other, that she's absorbing properly. And in the case of lymphedema, oftentimes what we find is that these people don't absorb properly, and that kind of sets up a cascade of events in which the good, healthy nutrition that they're taking in isn't being used appropriately by the body. So that being said, I would suggest the enzymes. I would certainly say the digestive enzymes two before each of her two largest meals. And then I would take one mid-morning with a glass of water and one mid-afternoon with a glass of water just by itself. The other thing, of course, would be the flora product. And again, the flora product is necessary, as you know, to help to increase the healthy bacteria in the small intestine. Once the healthy bacteria is increased and the small intestine is functioning as it should, it oftentimes will help the body from the immune perspective and will help to clean up other problems that are going on in the body, going on in the system. So that would be certainly my first recommendation, the 90 essentials and then the enzymes and the flora. The other thing to consider would be a good colon cleanse. And the recommendation there, of course, would be the Colon Plus and the Cleanse FX product to make sure that the colon gets cleaned out. Now, certainly I would suggest that she not consume any fried foods, certainly no burnt animal fats, no carbonated beverages, no caffeine. And depending upon the extent of the condition, if she could indeed do some exercise, it does not have to be rigorous exercise, but walking or perhaps stair-stepping, those kinds of things to increase the cardiac flow and then to thereby increase the lymphatic flow, I think that that would be beneficial. Certainly on top of that, one of the things to consider is the Super KB product. And the Super KB product, my recommendation for that would be 4 capsules 3 times a day. That might help with all of those fluid problems that she's having as a result of the lymphedema situation to start with. So I hope some of those suggestions help. Let us hear back from you. Let us know how she does. You're listening to the Dead Doctors Don't Lie show with your guest host, Nurse Joanne Conaway, sitting in today for Dr. Wallach. Stay with us. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
And that does open a line. If you'd like to talk to Nurse Joanne today, call us on the toll-free line at 888-379-2552. Today's environment is inundated with increased pollution from chemicals and toxic emissions. Add to the list the breakdown of the ozone layer, and our bodies find it very difficult to stay healthy. Because of this, it's more important than ever to provide our bodies with all the nutrients needed to fight off the effects of a damaged environment. Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest is a step in the right direction. Each bottle of Herbal Rainforest is filled with Majestic Earth plant-derived colloidal minerals along with an assortment of 16 popular herbs like echinacea, alfalfa, dandelion root, and ginkgo biloba. And at $25 a bottle wholesale, you can get a pleasant-tasting, highly absorbable liquid supplement that tastes so good you'll be drinking the fruit-flavored Herbal Rainforest right out of the bottle.
Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest is available by calling your Youngevity distributor today.
Balance your everyday nutritional requirements by giving your body what it needs to keep healthy in a polluted world. Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest
from Youngevity. If you're interested in Youngevity products, listen up.
You've listened to Dr. Wallach help many people on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie talk radio program. You've also heard dozens of testimonials from people who are so pleased that they have actually recorded commercials. If you are convinced that Doc is onto something and want to try these premium quality products for yourself, we can connect you with that distributor if you simply call our special helpline voicemail at 831-429-2244. That's 831-429-2244 right now and leave your name and phone number. We'll see to it that the right person calls you back shortly. Remember the phone number, 831-429-2244. Call now and start to feel better, 831-429-2244. Call our special helpline voicemail. That's 831-429-2244.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Dead Doctors Don't Lie show, and this is your guest host, Nurse Joanne Conaway, sitting in today for Dr. Wallach. And I'd like to go right back to callers, if we could, Doug.
Well, let's head to Utah, and Ellie, you're on with Nurse Joanne Conaway.
Hi, Ellie. How are you?
This is so funny, Joanne. I never dreamed that you were back there doing this.
What can I help you with today?
You just can't get rid of me. Well, we've gone over some of my stuff, and I'd just like to know a way to, where I've got this internal bacteria and inflammation. Mm-hmm. That, and I'm on a pretty good regimen of things, that possibly a couple might could get changed, because when I eat, I really, really, really get bad for a while and weak and shaky and that, and it eventually goes away. And I'm wondering if, I know one of our good products, but I might be a little sensitive for it right now, because I have trouble with tomatoes and pineapples, stuff like that, to maybe eliminate Beyond Juice. Or is that a good or is that a bad idea?
Well,
or?
Certainly, if you feel like the Beyond Juice might be a problem, then, you know, I wouldn't hesitate a minute to eliminate that. We do have other products in the line that are very potent antioxidant products that you might not be quite so sensitive to. But now, do we know the type of bacteria that's causing your problem to
we
start?
We don't yet.
We still don't know. Okay. And correct me if I'm wrong, but you had a gastroscopy done, right?
I did.
Okay. And that's where they determined that you had the bacteria and the inflammation.
Right.
Okay. For those of you in the listening audience, Ellie and I have talked a little bit about this in the past and some of the problems that she's having trying to digest and some of the problems that she's having with nausea. And my recommendation, of course, was to try to help her gastrointestinal system, try to help her stomach with some of the enzymes and with some of the flora product. And she started to see a good result using the flora and started to see some benefits. Just recently, she's had this procedure done, and they told her that she has inflammation and she also has bacteria. We're waiting to find out what type of bacteria. And, of course, my first best guess is always H. pylori, which is very popular. And we do know some of the things that we can do to treat that. But in the meantime, she's really struggling and having problems trying to take some of the supplements because of this continual upper GI problem. So the recommendation has been for her to back off some of these products until we can get her gastrointestinal system functioning at a higher level, if you will, and functioning at a more optimal level so that the products are well absorbed and not causing so many problems. Now, in the case of someone who has inflammation, certainly inflammation of any kind can be helped by the essential fatty acids. We know that the essential fatty acids do a great job in helping to reduce inflammation throughout the system. And the reason for that is because of the way that they act in the body. Inflammatory processes occur, and the essential fatty acids are there to help to decrease or diminish those inflammatory processes. The other thing, Ellie, and I'm not sure that we've talked about this in the past, but have you tried the tropical sensation with aloe?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I use that as a drink with the calcium and minerals in between meals, and it's lovely.
Okay.
And, that's, you know, a lifesaver.
That is, yes, it is a lifesaver. That's one of the products in the line that has aloe in it in an abundance, and the aloe that's in that product is very soothing to the gastrointestinal system. So certainly anytime someone has GI problems or stomach problems, one of my first recommendations is the tropical sensation with aloe. The other thing that I do often suggest is the GI Purify, which is one of the essential oils. That GI Purify rubbed on the bottoms of the feet will help in many, many ways. It's a blend of oils. We already know that the essential oils are very good in terms of being antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal. And whenever we use one of those essential oils, those essential oils go to work in the body, and they actually do the jobs that are necessary to help with the body and the body's own immune system to fight off some of these diseases. So my recommendation would be perhaps to add that to your regimen and to use the GI Purify on the bottoms of your feet several times a day. But for the time being, I think what we need to do is we need to stay with the enzymes and stay with the flora product. Because any time we have a situation that's a gastrointestinal problem and we have a problem and they're not, the vitamins and minerals and things are not being absorbed properly, sometimes the resolution of that problem takes several weeks. It's not something that's going to occur overnight. You're not going to get a quick fix, if you will. So continue with the enzymes and continue with the flora. Certainly, I would say that for the time being, if some of the products are upsetting your stomach, make sure you're doing at least the tropical sensation with aloe. And as far as a good antioxidant product, you might want to consider doing the Cocogevity as your antioxidant if some of the things that are in the Beyond Juice product are bothering your stomach. So that would be a consideration too. And I would just, that Cocogevity is great. You can dilute it way down with water and still get the benefit of all of it and not have it be concerning in terms of whether or not your stomach will tolerate it. I really think, Ellie, that given a couple of more weeks, what we're going to find is that the enzymes and the flora are really going to help your system work to correct some of those problems. And certainly once we know what the bacteria is, we can see how to go about treating that as well.
I'll get back with you when I find the bacteria, what it is?
Yes, please do.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, interesting.
All right, Ellie, thank you so much for the call. Okay, who else do we have with us, Doug?
Let's head to New York, and Bernie, you're on with Nurse Joanne Conaway.
Well, good afternoon.
Hi.
Bernie.
Hi, Joanne. How are you today?
Well, I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. By the way, I'm trying to spearhead a national movement, and Congressman Ron Paul, May 1st, reintroduced the Health Freedom Protection Act, H.R. 2117. Now, what I would really like to have happen is everybody that's listening to my voice, get a hold of your congressman. Tell him to co-sponsor this bill. It is very, very important. Wouldn't you agree, Joanne?
Absolutely, I would. And for the listening audience, Bernie, just tell us a little bit about what the bill is.
Okay, the bill would get it right today. If someone called Joanne and said, Joanne, I'm constipated, what could I do? If Joanne mentioned, or if I mentioned it, Joanne could probably get away with it. I can't. If I mentioned, well, why don't you go out and get some prune juice? I could be thrown in jail for saying that because I'm stating that prune juice is a drug by telling you and telling you to take it.
And you're practicing
and the same with vitamin C.
Mm-hmm.
Vitamin C is the same thing. If you've got scurvy and you call up and say, Bernie, what could I do? And I could say, well, why don't you take some vitamin C? Wrong. I'm not allowed to say that, am I, Joanne?
No, you're not. And, you know, it could be misconstrued as you trying to practice medicine without a license.
True.
And
they
certainly
come after me.
Exactly. And certainly what we're trying to do is, you know, for years the Food and Drug Administration and the Federal Trade Commission have continued to censor and engage in heavy-handed attempts to restrict any access to supplements and educational information about those supplements for Americans. This bill would stop the FDA from being able to censor truthful claims about curative or preventive effects of any dietary supplements, and that's what we need. We don't need the Food and Drug Administration. Now, let's face it. We talked about the Food and Drug Administration in the opening segment on this show. The Food and Drug Administration really, in my opinion, is far too busy to be trying to control supplements if they can't even take care of the drugs that they're out there supposedly watching over and, you know, they're supposed to be guiding us, taking care of us, making sure that we're not getting access to things that are harmful. What they're picking on is the supplements. What they want to do is make sure that we're not getting supplements which are not as harmful as these drugs, these poisons, these chemicals. And that's what this Freedom Act is all about. It's going to stop the FDA from censoring these truthful claims. And I think Bernie's right on, and I do agree with him. You need to get a hold of your representatives, your congressmen, your senators. You need to tell them that this bill is a bill that is a health freedom bill. We want some freedom. You're listening to the Dead Doctors Don't Lie show with your guest host, Nurse Joanne Conaway, sitting in for Dr. Wallach. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Dead Doctors Don't Lie on the ZBS Radio Network with your host, Nurse Joanne Conaway. In the hectic pace of everyday life, you barely have time for a decent meal when you're juggling a job, kids, and a spouse. Who has time to eat properly, let alone supplement the nutritional needs of your body? Wouldn't it be great if you could find a supplement program that's quick and fulfills your daily requirement of essential nutrients? Now you can with Ultimate Daily. The easy-to-swallow all-natural Ultimate Daily tablets are formulated to provide a full day's supply of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants. And at $36 a bottle wholesale, you'll have a broad spectrum of nutrients specifically designed for people like you. People on the go. Give your body what it needs, a complete and convenient nutritional supplement, Ultimate Daily. And if you're not getting your daily supply of fruit and vegetables, check out Ultimate Beyond Juice Fruit FX and Veggie FX.
Remember, these products are available by calling your Youngevity distributor today.
And while you have them on the line, don't forget to ask how you can become a wholesale buyer for free.
Judy DeVilbiss here. I just thought about something that I think I should talk about again and again and again. Old-fashioned CM cream. Listen, it's fantastic. And along with the CM cream, I want you to think about the CM capsules. The reason I want to do this again is because people seem to forget. I met with someone last night, and right away they had some kind of problem, and they were saying, you know, what could I use? And I said, wow, what about the CM cream? What about the CM Plus? It's wonderful. If you fall, if you get the achy joints, the achy muscles, you absolutely must take 3 CM Plus capsules every single day, and I do three times a day when I have a flare-up. And don't forget, while you're doing that, rub the CM cream on. It's good for everything. It'll help you get your shingle scars to go away. It'll absolutely make your joints feel a lot better when you have a flare-up. And if you have a fall, this is the answer.
For more information on this product, call your local Youngevity associate today.
If you're interested in Youngevity products, listen up.
You've listened to Dr. Wallach help many people on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie talk radio program. You've also heard dozens of testimonials from people who are so pleased that they have actually recorded commercials. If you are convinced that Doc onto something and want to try these premium quality products for yourself, we can connect you with that distributor if you simply call our special helpline voicemail at 831-429-2244. That's 831-429-2244 right now and leave your name and phone number. We'll see to it that the right person calls you back shortly. Remember the phone number, 831-429-2244. Call now and start to feel better. 831-429-2244. Call our special helpline voicemail. That's 831-429-2244.
Dead Doctors Don't Lie show with your guest host, Nurse Joanne Conaway, sitting in today for Dr. Wallach. And I'd like to go back to callers if we could, please.
Let's head to Pierce City, Missouri. And Charles, you're on with Nurse Joanne Conaway.
Hi, Charles.
Thanks for taking my call.
You're very welcome.
I got a question about cholesterol. They said my total cholesterol was 232, and the good was 37, the bad was 148. Now it's total 224, the good is 42, the bad is 152, and the triglycerides is 152, and they got a ratio here of 5.3 to 1.
And what are they telling you to do about it?
They're wanting me to take Lovastin.
Okay.
And then check my liver in 3 months, and I don't like the sound of that.
Okay, and that's certainly not the approach that I would take, okay?
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you what I would recommend, and it's what I do every day to make sure that my cholesterol stays in check. Now, first of all, if you're telling me that your total cholesterol is somewhere between 220 and 250, I think that's fine. I think that's just wonderful. I know your doctor doesn't feel the same way, but then we also know that doctors feel that cholesterol is linked to heart disease, which we also know isn't true. Do you take any of the products at all?
Oh, I'm on all kinds of them.
Okay. Yeah. And you're on the Youngevity line of products?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you take the enzymes, the digestive enzymes?
Yeah.
Okay. How many of those do you take each day?
I usually take one before each time I eat.
Okay. What I would recommend is that you take two before your two largest meals. So two before each of your two largest meals. And then go ahead and take one mid-morning and one mid-afternoon with a glass of water. So that's going to be a total of six of those every day. Now, do you take the Flora product at all?
Yes.
How much of that do you take?
I think I take two of them twice a day.
Okay. What I would say is for the next 4 or 5 days, I want you to take 8 in the morning and 8 in the evening. And then after that, I want you to take 4 in the morning and 4 in the evening for another 5 days. What I want you to do is I want you to really up the healthy bacteria, the amount of healthy bacteria in the small intestine. I want you to increase all those colonies of healthy bacteria. what we find is that people who have any type of a cholesterol concern actually do much better, and their numbers straighten out and do much better because they have increased absorption of the nutrients that they take, and they have actually tweaked their gastrointestinal system so that it's functioning at an optimal level. I'm not concerned about the numbers that you just shared with me. The other thing that I would think about, though, is oftentimes we see an elevated cholesterol if a person has problems with their thyroid. Do you know if you have thyroid problems at all?
They said something about that was out of balance. They also did a ANA test, and they said it was positive, and I could have lupus. I can't see it, but...
Okay, well then, you know, all of those things taken together, make sure that you're taking your enzymes, make sure you up your flora, like I just suggested. And the other thing that you might want to think about is incorporating the Ocean's Gold product. Take that Ocean's Gold product. I would take 3 capsules in the morning and 3 capsules in the evening of that Ocean's Gold product. That is specifically to enhance thyroid function. It supports the thyroid, so I think if you were to add that to your regimen in support of the thyroid, you might see a benefit from that. And make sure you do a good colon cleanse. Have you done one of those lately?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. But I would not be concerned about those numbers, and that's certainly the approach that I would take. I would just get a whole bunch more of that good flora in your small intestine to start with and make sure you're taking that Ocean's Gold and see if things don't straighten out for you.
Now, I eat a lot of eggs. Is that going to bother anything?
That is not going to bother your cholesterol.
Like I said, I'm eating somewhere between 8 to 14 a day.
Okay. I'm not at all concerned about that. I don't think that you're going to have any harm done at all because you're eating eggs. Eggs are high-quality protein, and the cholesterol in eggs do not raise your body's cholesterol. Oh, well, some of those things that are myths that are out there, we learn about them, we talk about them, and they keep coming up all the time because our doctors are convinced that cholesterol is one of those bugaboo things out there that's going to make us suffer from heart disease. We certainly don't believe that here. Now, HR 2117, go out and look it up. Get a hold of your congressmen and your senators and make sure that we support this. You've been listening to the Dead Doctors Don't Lie show with your guest host, Nurse Joanne Conaway, sitting in for Dr. Wallach. I thank you so much for being with me. God bless each and every one of you. God bless our troops, and God bless America.
Doctors Don't Lie, the talk radio program, is a copyrighted production of the ZBS Radio Network. Broadcast of all or part of this program by any station without a valid license from ZBS Radio Associates will result in civil liability for and criminal prosecution of that station under applicable United States federal copyright laws. Broadcast licenses may be obtained by calling the ZBS Radio Network at 831-477-1999.